What's up, everybody? It's Roger and James here from the What's on Disney Plus podcast. This is episode 6, and in this episode, it's the final episode of the year. We'll be back in the beginning of January with a brand new episode. So in this one, it's kind of like our Christmas episode. So before we kind of do a quick sketch of the news, we're going to be talking primarily about what Christmas movies we will hope to see on Disney Plus when it launches next year. And also might be throwing in, you know, a few other things like family movies and Christmas tradition kind of things like that. But before we do that, quick note on some of the news. They announced the full casting officially for the Star Wars Mandalorian show. No huge surprises there. We've kind of knew most of these going into it. So we've got all the official Pedro Pascal and Nick Nolte, etc. They're all involved in it. So that was great. It was great. Also interesting to see that that one came out via the Walt Disney Studios publicity. Wasn't done through ABC Press or any Star. It was actually done by the studios, which I thought was definitely setting up to be where this is coming from. This is coming from the movie department of Disney rather than just the television department.
Right. And honestly, that's more about optics than anything else. You know, they want people to have confidence in the stuff coming to Disney Plus next year. And it's not that much of a surprise when we see the directors that they have lined up on, like the Mandalorian episodes and whatnot. These are top tier Hollywood. So it makes sense that they would do that. But it is good to see that they are presenting it that way as well. So.
So that one's that was kind of the big bit. I mean, kind of most of it we've known about before, but it's great now we've actually officially been told, rather, because these have been coming out for a while. Another one is we've got the casting for a new movie called Togo with William Dafoe. Now I'm gonna butcher this name. Thorbjørn Hair. I can't pronounce it. He's a guy that was in the Vikings. He's got a Norwegian name. He's been cast in this movie with Togo, which is all about a dog slaying event back in the 30s with like a polio vaccine and stuff. So that was cool that one's kind of come out.
Just to clarify, that was dog sledding, not slaying dogs, right? Oh, yeah. And I know what you're saying, dog slaying, as in slays, yeah. But it sounded like he's killing dogs. Yeah. That's not what it's about.
Yeah, slightly different movie on that one there. Another quick thing here was kind of interesting was Kevin Mayer, who is kind of the head of the digital version of the new Disney side of things. He did an interview with the magazine Capital in France, where he talked about Europe and talked about France specifically. They're going to be creating like exclusive content. And there was a little bit more stories were coming out about this. And I've done a few articles on the website. And to be honest, it's kind of a whole story that we're going to do a lot more deeper dive into in January about Europe and the rules of things. So while there's been a couple of stories, I'm going to put that one on the back burner. Probably might be the second episode of 2019, where we're going to really look into the European side of how there are some laws there, which could really change what Disney Plus is doing. And because there's like 30% content has to be created within Europe. So I want to kind of get into a little bit more deeper dive on that in a future episode. And that kind of wrapped up. There's a little bit more news. I wasn't expecting anything really. I thought we were going to get a hit. I'm not expecting much coming up over the next couple of weeks over Christmas and New Year. So that because of Christmas. And there's the thing of what do we all like to do at Christmas? We all like to sit down, eat, and watch movies. And Disney Plus is set to launch late 2019. We don't yet know if that means October or December. It could be anywhere in between.
Or earlier.
Yeah, it could be, you know, September even. I don't know what they kind of count as late. It's a bit iffy. But hopefully sitting there next year and watching Christmas movies, there's going to be some movies that we will want to watch. And so if kick this over to you, James, to kick things off. Well, what kind of movies are you hoping are on Disney Plus this time next year for Christmas?
Die Hard.
There's been so much stuff going around on Twitter and stuff of Die Hard. Like, as that thing of like Die Hard, I'll be honest, is one of my favorite Christmas movies to watch. But it's definitely not right. It's going to be on Hulu, but I will be honest, that one was definitely, if I was to make my own like subscription service for Christmas, yeah, Die Hard to me is a proper Christmas movie. But what else have you got on your list?
No, more seriously, I would expect The Nightmare Before Christmas, probably. Mm-hmm. That is currently Disney's biggest or most visible Halloween and Christmas movie. You know, they use it for both, and I mean, it works for both, so you might as well. And then Hocus Pocus, but that's only alongside the Halloween side of things. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if they pushed out the Nutcracker, though. You know, it's in theaters right now. It does seem like it'd be a little bit fast, but we do know it's not doing well in theaters.
The only thing with Nutcracker is I'm wondering if I think that still falls under the Netflix deal, so it has to go to,
it might.
To Netflix, but it could pull it off. So yeah, that kind of slides into it. So that's the only issue with the Nutcracker, maybe.
Yeah, it certainly could end up on Netflix. I don't know. We don't know what's under that deal. And unless Disney or Netflix decide to say, we won't know until it actually happens. But regardless, that will be on a streaming service fairly quickly. But yeah, outside of that, you know, there is a surprising lack of well-known, Christmas holiday movies in the Disney or the Fox catalog.
Well, it's kind of funny because when I've been going through, I've got a few articles over, doing up some lists and stuff each week, going through some of the movies. When I actually go in through and look at the list, there's a few that kind of stand out. For me, the Santa Claus with Tim Allen, you got that trilogy. I prefer the first one, the second one and third one, I'm not too. But for me, the Santa Claus is one of my favorite movies to actually watch at Christmas. I'm really hoping those three, you know, that I can't see that one not being on there.
No, the first Santa Claus at least is a solid one. I think it is another one that kind of went downhill on the two and three. I don't even remember three. I know it was like Jack Frost or something like that, but by that point I had checked out. The second one was okay, but the first one, yeah, I agree. The first one's great. It was a very interesting take on the story. Tim Allen was great in the role. I would be very happy to see this one again.
Another big one was The Christmas Carol with Jim Carrey, the animated version of that one, which I'd
forgotten about that one.
I really like that one. I'm a big Jim Carrey fan, and I remember me and my wife went to see that one in 3D, and it was like one of the first movies we saw in 3D. And I really like it because it's kind of a classic tale, but it's done in the classic time, but it's modern and it's creepy. And yeah, I that one there, I definitely think it's going to be brought in. I'm going to be interested to see what they do with these movies, whether or not they like phase them in and out of like, do they take them off in like January and bring them back in October so they're new? That kind of thing of like, or do they leave them on there permanently? That's going to be the key thing. We've also got things like the Muppet Christmas Carol.
And then
and then we've also got like the Mickey's Christmas Carol. There's actually quite a few versions of this, of that story.
Well, Christmas Carol is such an easy one to adapt. All you have to do is go, this is the Ebenezer Scrooge character, this is the Bob Cratchit character, this is Tiny Tim, etc. So it's very easy to slot anybody in. It's a short story, shortish story, so it's very easy to kind of put in interludes, you know, where you know, the ghosts or whatever. You can do the ghost of any of them, Ghost of Christmas Past, Future, Present. And you can extend them out however long you want. So it works really well. The one that I like is the Muppet one. The Muppet one is great. I haven't seen the Mickey one, but I'm sure it's fine too. And there are other versions of it that they could bring into it as well. They could just bring in a straight Christmas Carol, you know. I don't think they have the Bill Murray one, but they could definitely
do other ones. Yeah, because Scrooged is actually one of my favorite versions of it. It always was. And it kind of, that one and the Jim Carrey one have kind of come into it now. But they're very good. There is also a massive, massive franchise that instantly comes to mind for Christmas. Home Alone. You know, yes. 21st Century Fox. There's actually about five of them. So obviously got the two ones with Macaulay Culkin. Classics. I gotta believe that these are going to be brought over onto the platform, because while they could be good as kids content for Hulu, these are perfect Disney family movies. Also, I didn't realize they'd actually made some specials for ABC as well. There's actually two of them that were, even Home Alone 5 has actually got the Disney logo on it on the top of the counter. I didn't even know there was a Home Alone 5 until I was doing some research. But Home Alone 5 is even got the Disney logo above the, it was like, what?
You know what, Disney, though, you can stick it with just one and two. Three, yeah. Four, and five don't even have Macaulay Culkin in them. I don't think they have the bad guys from one and two. And I think they're completely different stories where they just stole the name and attached new characters. I haven't seen three. I didn't know there was a four and a five, although that doesn't surprise me. And yeah, one and two are the ones that people think about, you know, particularly the first one, because, you know, it was such a breakout hit. The second one.
I like it. I always like that one.
I enjoyed it, but it's definitely not up to the standards of the first one. But both of them, they're both very good. I would love to see either of them or both of them on Disney Plus. And then you can put three, four, and five on Hulu, because I don't have a Hulu subscription and I don't care. So.
Also, we've got like the Miracle on 34th Street. You've got a few different versions of that one. Again, 21st Century Fox. These are the kind of stuff that they can bring on. And it'll be nice as well for them to have some like really old stuff. Some like, I think that's where Fox kind of comes in, with having some really old like 40s and 30s stuff. So Miracle on 34th Street, it's one of those ones that for me is a little bit too sugary. It's not something that I tend to watch a lot of.
Yeah, well, it goes in with a very specific point of view, which is we're going to tell a feel-good Santa Claus story where we're going to put him on trial, and, you know, he really is Santa Claus, and he makes everyone's hearts grow through three sizes that day, kind of deal. And, you know, it is what it is. It is a classic for a reason. It's been remade so many times for a reason, but it is definitely one of the sugary ones. Mm. But there's nothing wrong with that. It is the Christmas season, and going a little sugary is perfectly fine.
Yeah. Speaking of nice and sweet and sugary, my other big pick is Iron Man 3. Set at Christmas. There's Christmas trees, there's Christmas presents, there's Christmas music. Any excuse to watch a Marvel movie at Christmas is good. It's the only one I think that is actually set at that time of the year. And yeah, much like Die Hard, this one is kind of the one that I like to sit down and watch, just because it's that thing of, to get away from, you know, Santa and all the rest of it, sometimes nice to see a different kind of man in a red suit. But yeah, so Iron Man 3 is kind of one of those kind of, there are ones you can chuck in to kind of, especially for the adults, just to kind of mix it up a little bit. There's some other ones like I'll Be Home for Christmas, you know, some kind of, and there's loads like TV movies and stuff, which I think like Santa Buddies and all these kind of things. This is where Disney Plus can like use a lot of the lower end quality stuff just to bulk out the Christmas content. Because a lot of people like watching all these like Hallmark movies. My mother-in-law loves watching them. Personally, I'd much rather watch a high production valued version than like what I was watching on Netflix the other day, like Christmas Eve, where they all got stuck in lifts. You know, these kind of, they're on, you know, and the Christmas Chronicles and, you know, those kind of low end, like slightly entertaining things that you probably would only watch at this time of the year.
Yeah, you can get away with a lot on Christmas movies where people are just, you know, like I was just saying, people are willing to accept, oh, it's a feel-good movie just for the sake of feeling good. You know, the script isn't that great, but whatever. It's a dog that's saving Christmas. I don't know. I'm sure there's at least a handful of movies where the dog saves Christmas, but yeah.
Yeah, and it's a funny thing as well of like, when I think of like Christmas movies and stuff, like traditionally like television quite often isn't necessarily about Christmas movies. It's more about big family movies. And it's like, and for me, Disney movies are usually always on the BBC channel, so you're always sat there watching them on Christmas Day. So it's kind of become that standard thing. I think this year we got Good Dinosaurs on Christmas Day, and then Zootopia and Jungle Book, they're all on this year. So all those classic movies are going to be there for us to look. Certain other ones, for me personally, like Star Wars A New Hope, is a movie that always comes on at Christmas, year in, year out, that I would watch. The Indiana Jones trilogy are movies that, or the Indiana Jones movies, they only tend to come on the television at Christmas. And it kind of, by association, you start like thinking of them as like stuff that you watch at this time of the year. Things like Mary Poppins, Bedknobs and Broomsticks, things like this. You know, they're what I traditionally would watch at this time of the year.
Yeah, I don't think I really have any movies like that. Typically, for movie watching, my family will actually go to the theaters on Christmas, which I don't recommend at all, but it's been something we've done. We've been doing it. I mean, I saw Avatar on Christmas Day. That was a wasted Christmas. And And, you know, we saw Les Mis a couple of years ago. I think we've seen some other stuff like that. I almost certainly guarantee we're going to go see Mary Poppins Return, so long as the reviews are solid. But I don't have traditional, just feel-good movies on Christmas. And if I do, there's stuff like It's a Wonderful Life, the original animated Grinch, or... the Charlie Brown Christmas, stuff like that, you know.
It's funny because that thing of like Charlie Brown and the Grinch, it's like the Grinch. We, like, especially over here in the UK, that was never a thing for like those two shows. That wasn't a Christmas tradition. So like Grinch, I didn't really know who the Grinch was till the Jim Carrey movie. You know, this is so that the. So the Grinch is always a bit, again, it's universal and stuff. So different countries have different things. And I think that's going to be pulling into it. Looks like Peanuts is all going to be going over to the Apple's new streaming service that they're launching, because there's going to be so much competition in 2019. Everyone is buying up every little bit of content they can get. Peanuts was the one they got signed up this week. So while it's on ABC, I don't think that Peanuts can come over to Disney Plus or that Christmas special, even though it's one of the ABC's best stuff. Apple have now brought all the rights to that thing for the streaming aspect.
Yeah, and this will be the actual story of 2019, is the fragmentation of the streaming market, and it's going to be irritating. I honestly already know that I'm not going to participate in the vast majority. I wasn't going to get Disney Plus until they started announcing the Star Wars titles, and then, you know, the various Marvel titles, Vision and Scarlet Witch, and Winter Soldier, and Falcon, and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's going to be a hard sell. All these different companies. Apple, of course, has a massive following. They've got their, you know, unironically called the Cult of Mac and all that stuff. So their streaming service is probably going to be really popular. And if they can snatch stuff up, that'll do well. I've heard rumors that they're going to try and buy like the movie division of Sony and stuff like that. So 2019 will be very interesting, and not just for Disney Plus, or should I say not just for what ends up on Disney Plus and what doesn't. Your volume's off.
Yeah, there's a lot of competition coming up, coming into 2019, and this is where content is going to be the king, and this is where, you know, they're going to be wanting to push stuff. So when it comes to Christmas time, you know, they're all going to be, each platform is going to be pushing their movies to people to get them to subscribe. So Warner Brothers are going to be probably pushing things like Elf. You know,
of course,
Gas will be doing Grinch, and, you know, Disney are going to be pushing their side of things. And this is where these platforms, Christmas is a, being home for Christmas and watching movies is a major selling point. You know, we see it on TV all the time with our platforms over here, like now, of like, oh, get the movie packages and get in and just sit down and cozy up and watch movies. That this time of the year is when we do that. And, you know, to be ready for this time of the year, have these things on there. I do think that whether or not we get everything all at once, I mean, it's going to be that big question really for this content, is do they load it up first, or, like, you know, if they launch it in September, put all this stuff on in like November, you know, get it, spread it out, put one on a week, or, you know, there's that kind of thing of the drip feed effect needs to be on. Were they going to put everything on there all at once? I think they're going to have to put a certain amount on there, but whether or not they withdraw it, do they take it off in February? You know, and bring it back then in November, so it's all fresh and new. But then again, there's apparently, you know, there is this kind of question of what they are going to do with it all. And Christmas movies are kind of that odd one of, you know, they, to me, I look at them and they go, they've only got like a 6-week window of the year that people watch them. Some people watch them all year round, but, you know, they're a selling point at Christmas. You can bring these back out.
Yeah, and I'm just kind of spitballing here, but they could potentially do a thing like the 25 days of Christmas that we often see on television, where, you know, each day is a different Christmas movie or special. And it could just be not, you know, December 1st to 25th, but maybe like November 25th through December 18th or something like that. They just add a new movie every day. Obviously, leave the old ones up so that they're building up the catalog, but it could just be like that situation where, like, today, The Muppet Christmas Carol pops on. Tomorrow, Home Alone 1 pops on. And then the Santa Claus. And that would be a way that they could do it where they're releasing them continually and they continue to push buzz because every single day would be a new news story that would go up of Home Alone has been added to Disney Plus and that kind of
thing. I mean, next year, we've also got a new movie called Noelle, which is all about Father Christmas's, I don't know if it's his daughter or wife, where that's with Anna Kendrick and they filmed it. It's all done. It was supposed to come out, but they've delayed it. This is going to be a perfect movie to put out there in December, you know, or Thanksgiving weekend. You put it out there as a new Christmas holiday special. You know, we have all the ABC stuff that they do with the Disney parks. This kind of, you know, a fresh original Christmas content. I mean, we're looking at the past, but they're also going to be looking to have something in there every year to kind of pull you in. Freeform's 25 Days of Christmas is spread over ABC and Disney Channel and stuff because. And they're doing it because the reaction to it is good, because people like to sit down and watch this stuff. And like I say, I wouldn't be at all surprised if they do push this onto Disney Plus next year, because they've, you know, they've learned over the years of what to do.
Yeah, I mean, Disney at this point, they've run multiple TV stations, they've run their movie division, they've run new content and other people's content. They know how to release stuff. And this isn't like when Netflix started streaming. This is several years into it, and they've been able to observe how these other companies have been doing it. Whether they learn the lessons or not is a different matter, but yeah, I expect that this time next year, you know, we'll have a lot of things that we could be watching, and it'd be nice if Die Hard was one of them, but
yeah. But like, I mean, like on Disney Life, the UK subscriptions, when you log in now on the front page, there's like the Christmas collection, and you click on it and it brings up a load of these movies and specials. Anything with a Christmas theme is in there, and that's the, it's like that, you know, that sits there for 6 to 8 weeks, eyeballs on these movies and on these things, and people are discovering them. And then obviously in January they go away, and you know, when they come back the following year, the new eyeballs on it feels new and it feels fresh, and they can leave it away, and people like that kind of, and that's where they're really going to be able to push these things out to us, of, you know, of that sort of sitting around. This year is a bit of that odd year, like you say, of everything's all over the place, everyone's on different streaming networks, everything's all over, but we are really going to see, I think, a massive change next year, more so, but the year 2020 will be the big year that everything kind of really gets more into gear.
2020 will be either like just the implosion of the entire market, or I don't know, some other spectacular thing. It might also be when streaming really does come into its own and it takes over the cable market, like jumps past it in terms of subscribership and popularity and where the new shows end up going. So I don't know, but I think that's about it.
Yeah, there's that kind of thing. There's so many great movies, so many great TV specials. And I mean that thing as well, if they start pulling in Christmas specials from other shows, and you know, you can highlight them, put them into a playlist, you know, so you can jumping into like Modern Family, and then you're jumping into The Simpsons and things like this, of all these different shows, you just can highlight their Christmas specials, and they've got a massive back catalogue, and this is what they're going to be playing off of. But we'd love to know, What are you hoping to see on Disney Plus this time next year for Christmas? I'd love to know what you guys are thinking in the comments below, or get in touch with us on all the different social medias. As well, we've also got a subreddit as well, / Disney Plus as well. So if you're over there, feel free to follow us. We'll be back just after the new year. And like I said, that episode there, I'm going to be primarily focusing on the European side and maybe even a little bit of Australian news that came out that I really feel like we need to go into a little bit more depth. But anyway, we hope you all had a fantastic, or have a fantastic Christmas and New Year. We'll see you next year. Well, we're able to say it's coming this year. I mean, that's going to be quite cool.
That will be cool. Although it'd be even cooler when we say it's out.
So. Yes, it's gonna make life a lot easier when we've actually got the platform to talk about. But on that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. Wish you all a very, very, very big Merry Christmas, and we shall see you guys next year. Laters.